Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Jen Greenholt. Jen was a student in one of the earliest CC Challenge communities. She went on to earn a bachelor's degree in English and a master's in British literature. As a CC employee, she's authored the Words Aptly Spoken series and co-authored the Science and History cards.
On an autumn day in downtown Boston, I walk into the final, special exhibit in the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. It's called Beyond Words, Italian Renaissance Books. Dim lamps and dark green walls surround glass cases with carefully lighted displays, showing a selection of books that have survived for over 500 years. 500 years! I am 6 inches away from a first edition printing of Dante's Inferno. There is a solemn hush among the visitors. One entire wall is devoted to choir books from the medieval church. The books are enormous, each page the height of my arm, in order to make the words and music visible to the entire choir. The illustrations on the parchment pages are painstakingly done in tempera paint with real gold leaf embellishments. The craftsmanship is stunning, and the sense of history is palpable. Meanwhile, on the other side of the city, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. 2 tousled blonde boys tumble to the Cheerio-spotted carpet, pause, scramble to their feet, and begin again, gulping breaths between words as they gallop around the living room. Ring around the rosy, a pocket full of posies. This routine goes on for 20 minutes while their proud auntie watches. It's not Beethoven by any stretch of the imagination, nor is it a medieval hymn. It might even be a song about the Black Plague. No one really knows. They might wonder someday what the words of this folk song mean. They might not. That's okay, too. Right now, they're just having fun mimicking the words their aunt taught them, and expending their little boy energy. Nonetheless, I can see a connection between these wisps of song and that enormous book of liturgy in the museum, and it brings a smile to my face. If I'm honest, I want education to look like those medieval choir books. I want the gold leaf and hand-drawn illuminations and Gregorian chants. But it doesn't always look like that. Sometimes it's shouted. Sometimes it's Cheerios on the carpet and crayon scribbles on the wall. And you know what? Both of those scenarios are classical education in action. There is memory and language, grammar. There is interpretation and clash, dialectic. There is beauty and presentation, rhetoric. Both are worthwhile. Moreover, if you ask the classical educators and homeschool parents you most admire, I bet they'll tell you that their lives have contained a fair measure of both. This season, let's celebrate the whole journey, in all its beautiful phases, not just the ones decorated with gold.
Your CC community meets once a week, but as a homeschooling parent, you educate every day. Classical Conversations Connected is designed to support you the other 4 days of the week. With video tutorials and documents prepared by our academic team, and an online community of experienced CC parents, Classical Conversations Connected equips you with just the right help at just the right time. Join us today at classicalconversations.com/connected. This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.